Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Ahzab. Now, in this regard, there is just one narrative which is reported by two different chains of narration, and both of these narratives are allegedly reported from the Prophet by Ubay ibn Ka'b رضي الله عنه. The words of one of these chains of narration, which is found in Al-Wasil, which is Wahidi's Tafsir, I'm going to just read out that those to you. And the other chain of narration is found in Salawi's Tafsir. So the words are, مَنْ قَرَى سُرَةَ الْأَحْزَابُ وَعَلَّمَهَا أَهْلَهُ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ يَمِينُهُ أُعْتِيَ الْأَعْمَانِ مِنْ أَزَابِ الْقَبْرِ, which means that a person recites Surah Ahzab and he also taught this surah to his family and to his maid servants and to his slaves, the Almighty will grant him protection from the torment of the grave. This narrative, I should like to clarify, has been regarded to be a concocted and fabricated narrative by Hafiz ibn Hajar. And perhaps the reason for this is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following comments recorded in his book Tehzeeb al-Kamal from various Rijal authorities. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is laysa bishay, and at another place his words about him are za'ifun la yuktabu hadithu. Similarly, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosli says that he is laysa bihujja, and Ibrahim al-Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is ghairu siqa, and Abu Zura ibn Hatim regard him to be za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash says that he is matruk, that he has been abandoned. And another comment of Imam Nasai is Laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithu, and Abu al-Qasim al-Baghawi about him says that he is za'iful hadith chittan, he is extremely weak in matters of hadith. Another comment of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash about him is that he is kazzab, that he is a liar. So on the basis of this information, we can see why Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be concocted. And since these two narrators also exist in the chain of narration of the other narrative which is found in Salawi's Tafsir, the text of course is the same, but since these two narratives also exist in that chain as well, we can easily say that that chain and that narrative is also concocted. All in all, the best way to reap the blessings of a surah is to understand its message with a good translation, to act upon its message, to spread its message, and to totally disregard such narratives which are regarded to be concocted and fabricated by our Rijal authorities. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.